Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Martha Ryan and Melissa Say from the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum.
Good morning.
Oh, I wanted to say good morning. Good morning.
And it is a good morning.
It is.
And a wonderful weekend on the way with the 14th annual Home and Garden Tour.
I know. I can't believe it's been 14 years. How can that happen? We're only like 22.
Yeah. I'm 22.
Selling lemonade in the front yard when it started, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. You're just crawling around at that time.
Actually, no, but what's interesting about the home tour is that the home tour started before the museum opened. We had a group of really just, you know, neighborhood people who wanted to support the museum and tried to figure out a way to bring some money to us, and so they started the home tour. So actually the home tour is 1 year older than the Children's Museum is, so we always find that interesting. And really we can never remember if it's 14 or 15 or 13 or 14,
so
it's 14
it's in its teens early teens.
As we said yesterday, it's hard for us to count that high.
We're used to the little numbers.
So with the first one happening before the Children's Museum actually opened, did the kids get to play at the houses that were on the tour?
No.
Absolutely not.
And do they get to play at the houses on Saturday?
No. They can go to the museum, though.
Yeah.
But a wonderful lineup coming up this weekend.
Yes. And really, last year we started a luncheon as well as the tour. So we have an addition to our normal tour. This year we have a speaker. She's from St. Joe. Her name is Becky Vizard. She's kind of a local gal. In fact, a lot of people that we've run into recently were cheerleaders with her in high school.
Sorority sisters.
I know.
She is so popular.
She must be a really nice gal. Anyway, what she does is she has the job that we've decided we want. She goes around the world and finds these beautiful fabrics and brings them home, and they are made into pillows that she sells. She has a business, a design business. It's called Viz Designs, and she has a website that really, it makes you salivate. I mean, everything's so pretty on there.
Well, I wouldn't exactly have said that, but I guess if you're salivating, then I would too.
If you love pillows, you would.
Salivating with the luncheon that'll be coming up this Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that starts at 11 o'clock at the museum. And what's unique about this year is that we've got some vendors who are going to be there too, selling some very unique things. We've got parterre, material things, Louisiana Purchase, Bedazzled.
Aaron's Pharmacy.
Aaron's Pharmacy.
Desiree Gooding Photography. And then Craig Taylor Shirts.
Craig Taylor Shirts. Did you know that we have a designer whose home office is right here? He sells
in Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, he's in Paris and London and New York, and he's here. I mean, this is his home office, is in Monroe, Louisiana. So they're going to be there bringing their shirts, and we'll get little coupons so that we can get some discounts off. And really, it's going to be a great luncheon. And Brookshire's is the food is from Brookshire's.
Yeah, it's delicious too. We had to sample just to be sure.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. And again, that's at 11 o'clock. And then the home tour is at 2. So they can come and spend the morning dining and shopping a little bit at the little place, the little booths we have. And then go on the tour from 2 to 4. And we have 4 homes on the tour this year. Three of them are on Loop Road, and then one is just down around the corner on Hargood. So it's really very convenient. It's not a walkable tour with the house on Hargood, but and Loop is a busier road, but it's definitely something they want to come to.
Wow, lots of great things going on. Now, with the Children's Museum, by the way, congratulations on the grant that was awarded.
Thanks.
I know we are most appreciative. It's a great city we have.
I know you talked about kind of continuing on some programs with the funding that's been made available. So.
Yeah, so we're working on our summer programs.
And what we've got going on is, it's our favorite title so far. It's Moms Stay Out.
It's been on Moms Stay Out. Day Out.
Yes, it's Moms Stay Out. And this is one every Wednesday in the months of June and July. You'll be able to drop your child off on Wednesday from 9 to 2. They bring a little sack lunch, and we just fill their day full of lots of entertainment, whether it's, you know, museum activities, and we've got art. Yeah, singing and dancing and art and all sorts of fun things, story time, really, and it'll be different each week. We also have on Tuesdays and Thursdays, our art space will be open, and we'll be doing recycling projects and science projects and art things and really lots of fun. Then Fridays we'll have you can brown bag your lunch and come to the museum and have a story time with Mrs. Moran. She's calling it
Tales and Tunes.
And she's got a little portable
Keyboard.
And she will be playing and singing and, you know, entertaining you while you eat your lunch.
And I'm sure there'll be a silly hat involved.
Oh, there will be so, yes. Or I'm thinking feather boa something.
Yeah, there'll be some little appendage.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a whole week planned of just fun and different activities for the summertime. You know, we're not as structured as some of the other camps are. So we just come and enjoy and
just stay as long as you like.
And stay as long as you like, exactly.
Talking with Martha Ryan and Melissa Say with the Children's Museum. What some of the things with the kids, I take it they really anticipate the summer programs coming up at the museum and look forward to that. And what are some of the things that you hear from the parents, you know, being able to bring the kids by? And
well, we try and adjust to what we feel are the needs of the parents that, you know, are our audience.
Right.
And in the past, we've done week-long camps, but we've heard a lot about it would be better for them to have one full day, you know, because they like to spend time with their children in the summer. And, you know, I know there's working parents, too. And, of course, I know they like to as well. And maybe they don't have an opportunity as often. But, you know, even with grandma, you know, or babysitters, it's nice to just have a full day away. And so that's kind of why we picked the Wednesdays.
Exactly. And we have a lot of children who come and visit, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents. And they don't want a full week camp because they do want to play, you know, take them out as well.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity.
Visit all the other attractions we have around, which are nice.
14th annual Home and Garden Tour coming up this Saturday. Admission fee is involved for the luncheon or luncheon and home tour. You can purchase something separately
So call us for tickets. We have a few left for the luncheon.
361-9611.
And a website someone can visit?
Yeah, www.nelcm.org.
Melissa, Martha, thank you for joining us today.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.